Mark Lamster, thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure to be here.
You say that both hospitals represent the strengths and the weaknesses of healthcare design today. Let's start with the strengths. What did they get right?
Well, I think they're both trying the best they can to introduce light and the natural environment into their, especially their public spaces. And every room in both hospitals is a private room, and that's pretty spectacular.
And there's a window in every room.
Every room has a window. If you look at Parkland from afar, and you can kind of see it from absolutely everywhere in Dallas at this point, it's that giant, looks like a fallen Jenga tower that made of aluminum with its grid of windows. And every one of those windows on the top floors is a private room. It's pretty impressive.
In Parkland or Clements, did either of them invest much in selecting art and get art that works?
Clements has spent a great deal of money and time and effort in choosing an art program, largely abstract works that they hope will soothe patients who are there and also visitors. And I think that runs in contrast with Parkland. I think one of the problems I had with Parkland is that in an effort to be a good citizen, they've engaged these citizen work groups to help choose colors and interior designs. And anytime you do that, you're in danger of groupthink. And I think you're almost always better by letting professionals make those decisions. So where you could have bold decisions, you end up with the usual beiges and just like the little sad art prints in the corner where you could have something more bold and generous.
Looking into the rooms, into those private rooms, both Clements and Parkland, as you say, have individual rooms with natural light, but they're laid out very differently.
Yeah, it's interesting that they both have, I think from the same manufacturer, these prefabricated bathroom units. And what's interesting is where they are situated in the rooms. In Clements, the bathroom units are placed on the inside wall, so closer to the interior hallway. And that means you have a broad window to look out and that the person in the bed can be moved closer to the window. At Parkland, on the other hand, the bathrooms are on the window wall, along the window wall, which means that the bed has to be pushed back and that anybody sort of who gets stuck in that alcove or sits in that alcove between the bathroom and the patient is sort of in perpetual silhouette between the two. So it's a little bit more of an awkward space. It's really nice to have a private room, but my job isn't to say whether that's really nice. It's, to compare to perfect.
And why might it matter for a patient or a visitor if the bathroom's on one wall versus another?
I think about this a lot. I've spent some time in hospitals. I think, a hospital is a place that most all of us end up at some point in our lives. It's when we're at our absolutely most vulnerable. And those spaces need to be as generous and as accommodating as they can be. And I think too often they're not. And sometimes it's for financial reasons, and sometimes it's carelessness, or sometimes it's just because of convention. We're used to doing something one way, so we continue to do things in that way. And that's, something I'm always looking out for as a critic is how can we get out of convention to try and be better?
That's Mark Lamster. He's architecture critic for the Dallas Morning News. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to talk to you.